Amazon has created a cell phone called the Fire Phone, and they made some tactical errors with it. First of all, they priced it ridiculously. They tied it to AT&T, and it's not in stores. So, you know, people buy phones that they can play with in stores. And so that was really, you know, they didn't really sell that many, and it's been viewed by the, you know, by the industry collectively as an abject failure. And, you know, so Jeff Bezos came out, the CEO of Amazon, he came out and said, you know, we're making a bold bet here. It hasn't paid off, and we're experimenting and looking at ways we can do this, and just stay tuned, right? So this is something that I think we don't see very much anymore, right, in companies. And this is, I think, if you go back to the old days of AT&T, right? AT&T used to have, you know, Bell Labs. They used to do all kinds of crazy stuff, right? And they didn't, you know, partially because they had a pretty guaranteed source of income, right? Because they were the monopoly phone provider in the United States for a long time, and so they could afford to just do like research, right? And some of the products that came out, you know, Bell Labs or stuff we use today, right? And other things kind of fell into obscurity. So it's really only the biggest companies, companies like Google, maybe Apple, although Apple doesn't do this, in Amazon, that actually have the resources to experiment and come up with new things and see what works. And if something doesn't work, well, they've got they're making enough money in other places that they can write off the cost of it. And it is what it is. And so this is, you know, companies do experiment, of course, on these things. But, you know, a company the size of Amazon, yeah, I mean, of course, they're looking at ways to making, you know, more money and optimizing the consumer experience. I mean, I saw a discussion about this online. It says, you know, the whole reason that I shop, you know, they shop at Amazon versus, you know, say a local retailer, because Amazon has what I want. I can order it and it will show up, right? I don't have to worry about, you know, all of these different things. I mean, like going to a local store, they may not have what I want, and I may have to settle for something less. Or I go to some other place on the web and order it, and it may or may not show up, right? Amazon's got logistics and shipping and all this stuff pretty well sorted out, right? You almost never have to ever, you know, deal with Amazon, with the person at Amazon, because their stuff just works, right? And yes, they're gonna take bets, and they're gonna try and do things, and you know, they develop on a very long horizon, right? So they're not discouraged by a failure. And in fact, it's, you know, this is how you find out what succeeds. You have to, it's like all the different airplanes that came out before, the airplane kinds that we have today, right? I mean, you go back to the early part of the 20th century, they had all kinds of different, you know, ways of potentially flying. And so, you know, the models that we have today are the result of, well, you know, years and years and years of failures before we found what succeeded. And so I applaud Amazon for, you know, at least trying, right? I mean, do you want them to, you know, to own your phone? Well, I don't know, right? But maybe they'll come up with something that's interesting. And I'm certainly, curious what they come up with, even if I don't buy the product, right? I mean, you can buy it now. I think they've priced it down to $199 without a contract, and you can get it unlocked. And that's great, right? That was something you couldn't do before. So, I guess they're clearing out the inventory, but at least it's, they do have the money, right? And to make these big bets, and they're going to make more of them. And this is the kind of thing that Amazon does. They enter a market, and they're very slow and methodical about it, but they're looking at a timeline that I don't think most companies think about. So they're thinking, I'd say decades down the road almost. And so you're going to make some mistakes along the way. And Amazon, it's great that Amazon does it. And, you know, I wish more companies would take risks and put out some strange things. And who knows, maybe they'll catch on, right? I mean, maybe Amazon can never make a device like this because it's too personal and it would be too creepy for Amazon to know absolutely everything about you. Google already knows everything about you. So, if Amazon doesn't know, ask Google. But this is, I'm at least applauding from coming out and acknowledging the fact that, yeah, it was a flop, but we're going to try some more. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it, whatever it is. I mean, again, I may not buy it myself, but, I look at the success of some of the other products that Amazon has come out with, and, you know, I think they'll ultimately get it right. It's just going to take some time, and, I'll be observing on the sidelines, just like every other tech douchebag who follows the mobile phone industry.